Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Fourth week of Lent, Friday. Now we're talking about the French film Welcome.
Yes, it has an English title because the French authorities at Calais have their eye on all these would-be refugees, migrants, wanting to cross the Channel into England, and in fact they are most unwelcome. But the young men, mainly young men from places like Iraq, Iran and Afghanistan, feel that they are going to get a welcome if they can cross the Channel. At the beginning of today's Gospel, and we've moved a couple of chapters from the last 3 days, it starts by saying the Jews were out to kill Jesus. And I suppose it's that theme of Jesus not being welcome, of people actually conspiring, wanting him to be killed, is partly the theme of this film. I would recommend it as a film very topical about refugees and migrants crossing borders, border control. With the Channel, there's a young man at the centre of this film who trains swimming. He goes to a swimming pool and his aim is to swim across the Channel. It has exciting consequences, it has sad consequences. But the man who trains people, a former champion swimmer at the pool, befriends this young man and gradually becomes involved, along with his former wife, who is specifically involved in the charities, in welcoming these men crowded into the camps there on the coast, and tries to do his best for the young man.
Want to learn to swim?
Yes. Cool.
Where are you from?
Iraq, sir. Kurdistan.
You know that only good swimmers can cross the channel?
And the water is too cold, and the current is too strong.
Why do you want so much to go there?
It's the opposite, I suppose, of what happened to Jesus. He was people wanting to kill him, but there were people, of course, who followed him, and I was very impressed by the coach and his wife and the other people who were then arrested and grilled by the police for actually helping those who wanted to come to some kind of freedom.
There are a few films, aren't there, that handle the not-so-welcoming Britain, you know, the sort of the paradise land or how it's viewed before they get there. I think of perhaps The Last Resort.
Yes, and there was also a film by Michael Winterbottom, In This World, tracing the journey from Afghanistan right through Asia and Europe, someone who did successfully arrive in England. So I suppose as we go through Lent, Jesus started with a challenge in terms of almsgiving and charity. It's our welcome to the strangers, and Jesus, who knows what it was like to be threatened with death and suffering, is a compassionate Lord for whom I think we can pray for some kind of mercy to these people who are suffering.